WSGW. It's 7:41. It's your morning team. You on the team with Charlie, Denise, and Pat. I'm so disappointed, Pat, that you didn't come dancing into the studio.
I walked briskly. Does that count?
I was expecting some cartwheels and some jumps and slides.
Some fancy footwork.
Yeah.
I'm not Kevin Bacon. I'm sorry.
Who was in that movie?
That's
huh?
True.
Oh, what is this? 1984, right?
Yeah. Yeah. 84.
Kenny Loggins doing the theme. How can you not move around when this song's playing, you know?
This man is responsible for a lot of 80s movies hits.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It's true.
Caddyshack, Top Gun, Footloose.
Yeah.
He did pretty well.
He did. Did okay.
Of course,
you know. Don't forget the Muppet movie.
That's right, the Muppet movie. That's right.
Kermit the Frog.
That's right.
Rainbow Connection.
And of course, there was some of those things that he did in the 70s with some, what was that guy's name?
Some guy named Messina.
Messina.
Pretty good stuff there, Kenny Loggins. Well, we use the Footloose theme because I've discovered a... Apparently, to me, it sounds like a real-life Footloose story. Of course, the premise of the movie, remember, was a town where dancing was banned.
Yeah, dancing was banned.
That's the basic premise of the,
it's a bad
of the
thing.
Movie.
You're telling me there's a town that's banned dancing?
It's a country.
A country that is banned dancing?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So, this is still on the books, but they're trying to get it changed. This is from Stockholm, Sweden. And this story I have here says, it's working to abolish a requirement for restaurants, nightclubs, and other venues that still must obtain permits before they let patrons dance in their establishments. So not only is banned, but still, yeah. There was a proposal made last week that will mean that venues no longer would need a license to organize dances. Instead, but get this, and this is 2023, the establishments would only have to register with police, which could be done verbally and doesn't cost anything. So you still have to register.
Still register.
Huh.
Right now, applying for a permit incurs a fee. For us, it would be the equivalent of $67 for the establishment. And if you don't have a permit to allow dancing and you are discovered, you could lose your liquor or even your business license.
Oh, my gosh.
The government is proposing that a change will take effect on July 1st, although it requires parliamentary approval. So, of course, now the question is, why, what, where? Okay.
I can't even imagine.
Here's the story.
All right. I want to hear this.
Says here, after the horrors of World War II, dancing became a popular way for people to get out and let loose in the country. Especially young people, finding ways together to enjoy new forms of popular music and some drinks.
And exercise.
But the Swedish establishment at the time was finding it completely unacceptable. Young men, young women dancing together. And then drinking, too?
Public displays of affection.
The authorities, it says here, considered popular music immoral.
Wow.
Well, they weren't the only country. Let's face it. There were a lot of countries some of that rock and roll stuff.
That's right. We tried to get Elvis Presley banned. Remember?
Yeah. I mean, famous stuff. Sweden also was afraid that dance parties could lead to criminal behavior, even rioting. So in 1956, Sweden passed a law to ban spontaneous dancing. And since then, establishments in the country have been required to purchase a dancing permit. So again, it's not that dancing was banned, but you had to have a permit to allow that your establishment was worthy of allowing appropriate dancing if people were expected to dance. Ever since its inception, the dancing permits have been unpopular, as you can imagine. And again, I mean, spontaneous dancing. So I guess like in the movie, you just couldn't get footloose. There have been potentially dozens of attempts to get rid of this ban over the decades. In fact, members of the Swedish parliament filed motions to abolish the dancing ban and permits every year between 2007 and 2010, and again between 2011 and 2014. 20 different proposals, though, never went anywhere. Finally, by unanimous vote, it seems that this is going to go away. At least, and again, if I'm reading this right here, it says No longer will they need the permit, but they'll still need to verbally register with police just so police know what's going on. Again, this is 2023.
I wonder how often police actually enforce that anyway. It just seemed like, yeah.
You know, how many times do we talk about things?
Yeah. Couldn't have that going on.
No.
Can't have that.
No. Well, how many times do we say certain laws or regulations that come forth and we wonder, but are police really going to enforce this?
Right.
Yeah. Are they really going to do anything about that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Was that planned, by the way, or that just happened?
It was kind of planned. I was actually planning something else. I was planning this.
Okay.
That was pretty good, a little boogie down.
I did too. I thought it was sure, apropos for what we're talking about here.
Some people are already commenting, and I never even thought about this. Really? A dancing band in Sweden?
Dancing Queen. There you go.
You think of all the dance music.
They had to get a permit before they could sing that.
I mean, you think so. I'm in the home of some of the greatest dance music that the 70s and the 80s produced.
Greatest disco.
I mean,
wow.
This is the first I've ever heard of this. And this is an Associated Press story, by the way. Yeah. So.
Now,
they would need a permit.
I think I'd start looking at this song as a protest song instead.
Maybe we'll have to do a little research on that. Maybe that's what ABBA had in mind.
Maybe they did provide
some kind of dance music in order to get the people moving and the establishment to move.
Yeah.
So
Sweden, the new protest theme.
Sweden needed Ren McCormick to stop over there and tell them it's in the Bible. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn, and there is always a time to dance.
That's right.
I knew I could count on Pat Johnston for a movie scene. Yeah,
that's right.
Who was the guy that played the
minister?
The minister? Oh, John Lithgow.
Oh, Lithgow. That's right.
Oh my gosh.
That's right.
Yeah.
And see, and remember, there's the local library there. There's big controversy, and some of the city leaders are wanting to burn the books. And remember, he's against the dancing now, but he sees the book burning. He runs out there and he stops and he says, the hatred isn't in these books. It's in here, in your heart. And then he starts to realize, wait a second, if I'm saying that about books, I should be saying that about the music too.
Uh-huh. The epiphany.
That's right. Oh, yes. Oh. Charlie Rude, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Well, if we wanted to really go back in time, you could always go back to Trouble.
Yes, that's where we're going back.
Starts with T and it rhymes with P.
In River City. Boy. Well, welcome to the 21st century Sweden.
Thank you, Sweden. Yes.
No, good. Now I can take care of my plans to vacation there. I wasn't going to go because I couldn't dance. But now...